Welcome to Celebrate Poe. My name is George Bartley, and this is episode 235. Poe was poor, but was Poe Baroque? I know this series of episodes about Poe's DreamWorks and the movie Inception might be a bit heavy for some listeners, so I'm going to try and go back and hopefully get you on track, or at least attempt to. Okay, Edgar Allan Poe's works often delve, you might say, into the themes of dreams and the nature of reality. In his poem A Dream Within a Dream, Poe explores the idea that life's reality can be harsh, leading to a preference for dreams which offer a more pleasant experience. In the movie Inception, directed by Christopher Nolan, the exploration of dreams and reality is a central theme that challenges the boundaries between the two concepts. The film delves into the intricate layers of dreams and reality through a multi-layered narrative structure that mirrors the complexities of the human mind. Inception introduces the concept of dreams within dreams, where characters navigate through successive layers of subconsciousness, blurring the lines between what is genuine and what is illusionary as they descend deeper into dream levels. Additionally, Inception underscores the unreliability of memory, showcasing how memories can be twisted and reshaped within dreams, challenging the authenticity of recollections and their impact on shaping one's perception of reality. Overall, Inception immerses viewers in a thought-provoking exploration of time, dreams, reality, memory, and the intricate interplay between these elements, inviting contemplation on the complexities of human existence and consciousness. Now, Edgar Allan Poe's works also often touch upon the theme of time, exploring its various dimensions and implications. In Poe's poem, The Raven, time plays a significant role as the narrator is haunted by memories of lost love, emphasizing the passage of time and its impact on human emotions. In a previous episode, I talked about my favorite Poe story, The Telltale Heart, with its emphasis on time, and what the narrator feels is the right time for the murder. Well, another great example of a story where Poe deals with the concept of time is The Mask of the Red Death. Here Poe delves into the concept of time as an inevitable force that cannot be escaped and emphasizes the fleeting nature of life. Now, Edgar Allan Poe's works often utilize time as a significant thematic element, reflecting deeper meanings and symbolisms within his narratives. Poe employs clocks and clock imagery to delineate his characters' attitudes towards life and its possibilities, with those who depend on the clock symbolizing a desire for reliability and predictability in an otherwise unpredictable universe, often becoming victims of their own rigid mentality. Poe's intricate use of clocks and time-related imagery in stories like The Devil in the Belfry, The Mask of the Red Death, and A Descent into the Maelstrom, among others, showcases his thematic progression and exploration of temporal concepts throughout his literary career. Now, getting back to dreams and Inception, Inception intricately explores the theme of dreams and reality through its multi-layered narrative structure. The film challenges the distinction between dreams and reality by introducing the concept of dreams within dreams, where characters navigate through successive layers of subconsciousness, blurring the lines between what is genuine and what is illusionary. Additionally, the film delves into the unreliability of memory, showcasing how memories can be twisted and reshaped within dreams, further complicating their perception of reality and challenging the authenticity of recollections. Through symbolic elements like the spinning top, Inception symbolizes the search for truth and stability in a world where reality is fluid, leaving audiences in a state of uncertainty about the nature of existence and consciousness. Overall, Inception immerses viewers in a thought-provoking exploration of dreams, reality, memory, and the intricate interplay between these elements, inviting contemplation on the complexities of human existence and consciousness. Edgar Allan Poe's works and the movie Inception share several similarities in their exploration of themes such as dreams, reality, and the complexities of human existence. Both Poe's works and Inception delve into the concept of dreams within dreams, blurring the lines between what is real and what is imagined. The narratives in both Poe's writings and the film challenge conventional perceptions of reality by immersing characters in intricate dreamscapes where the boundaries between consciousness and subconsciousness are blurred. Additionally, both Poe's works and Inception emphasize the unreliability of memory, showcasing how memories can be reshaped within dreams, leading to a questioning of the authenticity of experiences and perceptions. And I'll talk a bit more about that next week. Symbolism plays a crucial role in both Poe's works and Inception, with elements like clocks, mirrors, and spinning tops representing deeper meanings related to time, perception, and the nature of existence. Overall, the thematic parallels between Edgar Allan Poe's works and Inception highlight a shared exploration of dreams, reality, memory, and the intricate interplay between these elements, inviting audiences to contemplate the complexities of human consciousness and existence within literary and cinematic realms. The narratives in both Poe's works and the film emphasize the unreliability of memory. Let me repeat, that showcases how memories can be reshaped within dreams, leading to a questioning of the authenticity of experiences and perceptions. And also, both Poe's works and Inception invite audiences to contemplate the complexities of human consciousness and existence through thought-provoking explorations of dreams, reality, memory, and the intricate interplay between these elements. These specific similarities highlight a shared thematic exploration of dreams, reality, memory, and the complexities of human consciousness within literary and cinematic realms. And I'm repeating some of this because I know some of these concepts may be hard to get the first time around. So try to concentrate on these here. Now, Poe's use of language and meter in his works can be compared to the special effects employed in the movie Inception. Think of that. Language and meter as special effects. This would be in terms of creating a sense of mysticism, depth, and complexity within their respective mediums or medias. Poe's intricate use of language and meter, characterized by Baroque effects and obscurity, adds layers of meaning and symbolism to his narratives, inviting readers to delve into the depths of his prose and poetry. And that Baroque is spelled B-A-R-O-Q-U-E. It's not, as you'll later see, a bad way of pronunciation or a bad pun on broke. Similarly, the special effects in Inception serve to create a visually stunning and immersive experience for viewers, enhancing the narrative's complexity and blurring the boundaries between dreams and reality through cinematic techniques. Both Poe's language and meter, as well as Inception's special effects, contribute to establishing an atmosphere of mystery, intrigue, and psychological depth within their works, captivating audiences through their respective manipulation of language, imagery, and visual effects. In his writing, Poe used a great deal of heavy Baroque effects, similar to Inception's use of special effects. Now, you might ask, what are Baroque effects? I'm glad you asked. Stay with me on this one. See, in general, Baroque can be, and that's B-A-R-O-Q-U-E, can be described as a Western style of architecture, music, dance, painting, sculpture, poetry, and other arts. The Baroque style started in Rome in the early 17th century before spreading to Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, and beyond. And the Baroque style was encouraged by the Catholic Church to counter the simplicity of Protestant styles. Baroque effects, as used in Edgar Allan Poe's works, refer to highly ornate and elaborate stylistic elements that create a sense of drama, movement, and emotional depth within the narrative. These effects are characterized by intricate language, vivid imagery, and a focus on appealing to the emotions as well as the intellect of the audience. In Poe's writing, Baroque effects are exhibited through rich descriptions, symbolic elements, and a heightened sense of atmosphere that immerses readers in a world filled with foreboding, macabre themes, and psychological intricacies. Similar to that Baroque style in art and architecture that flourished in Europe during the 17th and 18th centuries, Poe's use of Baroque effects aims to convey a single message or meaning through a complete integration of language and imagery to evoke a sense of awe and emotional engagement. Ideally, the Baroque style aims to evoke emotional states by appealing to the senses in dramatic ways, creating a rich and immersive experience for readers, whether it be in Poe's works or an elaborate movie such as Inception. Baroque effects in literature or even movies can be grandiose, sensually rich, dynamic, and full of tension and movement, blurring the lines between various art forms and engaging the audience on multiple levels. For example, in The Pit and the Pendulum, Poe utilizes language to evoke a sense of terror and suspense, drawing readers into a nightmarish scenario where the protagonist faces imminent doom in a dungeon filled with psychological horrors. The story's intense imagery and intricate narrative structure parallel the immersive experience created by the special effects in Inception, both aiming to captivate audiences through the skillful manipulation of language, imagery, and visual elements. Edgar Allan Poe's use of heavy Baroque effects in his works can also be likened to the special effects employed in Inception in terms of creating a sense of mysticism, depth, and complexity within their respective mediums. Poe's intricate language and vivid imagery, characterized by Baroque effects as well as obscurity, add layers of meaning and symbolism to his narratives, drawing readers into a world where time, mortality, and even decadence intertwine. Edgar Allan Poe employs Baroque effects in his works through extravagant, heavily ornamented, and emotionally charged language and imagery. These effects create a sense of drama, depth, and emotional intensity within his narratives, captivating readers' intricate descriptions and vivid symbolism. Poe's use of Baroque effects is characterized by lush, lavish, and ornate prose that aims to evoke strong emotional responses and immerse readers in a world of foreboding, macabre themes, and psychological intricacies. In The Mask of the Red Death, for example, Poe creates a richly textured narrative filled with ornate descriptions and symbolic elements that evoke a sense of foreboding and macabre atmosphere. The intricate language and vivid imagery contribute to the Baroque nature of the story, And I've got two more short examples here. Second, The Pit and the Pendulum. Poe employs dramatic language and intense imagery to convey a sense of terror and suspense in this story. The ornate prose and emotional depth in depicting the protagonist's nightmarish ordeal showcases Poe's mastery of Baroque effects. And finally, in The Fall of the House of Usher, with its lavish descriptions and emotionally charged language, the reader is immersed into a world of decay, madness, and gothic horror. The ornate prose and intricate details enhance the atmosphere and richness of the narrative. And Poe is able to enhance the story's atmosphere with his use of Baroque effects. And remember, he's not working with graphics or special effects or CGI or anything like that. Poe is just working with words and ideas. But before I leave Poe's use of Baroque effects in some of his most familiar works, I want to point out two examples of his poems. There's so many that showcase Baroque effects through extravagant, heavily ornamented, and emotionally charged language and imagery. First, in The Raven, Poe employs ornate language and vivid imagery to create a haunting and melancholy atmosphere. The repetitive refrain of Nevermore adds a sense of drama and emotional depth to the narrative, enhancing the poem's Baroque qualities. And second, Poe's poem Annabel Lee, as I think we've talked about before, is characterized by its lush descriptions, romantic themes, and emotional intensity. I think it's really a powerful poem. Because, see, the ornate language and vivid imagery used to depict the love between the narrator and his love, Annabel Lee, exemplify Poe's mastery of Baroque effects in poetry. Edgar Allan Poe's use of Baroque effects in his works contributes significantly to the overall mood by creating a sense of grandeur, sensuous richness, drama, and dynamism. These characters of Baroque effects enhance the atmospheric richness of Poe's narratives, drawing readers into a world filled with tension, movement, and even heightened emotional states. The ornate language, vivid imagery, and dramatic elements in Poe's writing evoke a sumptuous feast for the imagination, immersing readers in a sensory experience that blurs the line between reality and fiction. And by appealing to the senses in dramatic ways and aiming to evoke emotional states, Poe's Baroque effects intensify the mood of his works, adding layers of complexity and depth to his storytelling. In a similar manner, at one point, Inception shows the streets of Paris folding back on themselves in a very physically complex scene. Poe's similar incorporation of Baroque effects in his writing mirrors this cultural backdrop by infusing his works with lush descriptions, vivid imagery, and emotional intensity that captivate readers and evoke strong emotional reactions. The ornate language, intricate metaphors, and dramatic elements in Poe's narratives and Inception's story both align with the Baroque period's focus on creating a sumptuous feast for the imagination and engaging audiences on multiple levels. In essence, Poe's and Inception's utilization of Baroque effects not only showcases literary or cinematic prowess, but embraces the ornate, dramatic, and emotionally charged qualities that are potentials of good and excellent literature or cinema. During his final year on Earth, Poe wrote a poem called Dreams. Oh, that my young life were a lasting dream, my spirit not awakening till the beam of an eternity should bring the morrow. Yes, though that long dream were of hopeless sorrow, 'twere better than the cold reality of waking life. To him whose heart must be and hath been still upon the lovely earth, a chaos of deep passion from his birth. But should it be that dream eternally continuing, as dreams have been to me in my young boyhood, should it thus be given, 'twere folly still to hope for higher heaven. For I have reveled when the sun was bright, in the summer sky, in dreams of living light and loveliness, have left my very heart in climes of mine imagining, apart from mine own home, with beings that have been of mine own thought. What more could I have seen? 'Twas once and only once, and the wild hour from my remembrance shall not pass. Some power or spell had bound me. 'Twas the chilly wind came o'er me in the night and left behind its image on my spirit, or the moon shone on my slumbers in her lofty noon too coldly, or the stars, howe'er it was that dream was as that night wind. Let it pass. I have been happy, though but in a dream. I have been happy, and I love the theme, dreams, in their vivid coloring of life, as in that fleeting, shadowy, misty strife of semblance with reality which brings to the delirious eye more lovely things of paradise and love, and all our own, than young hope in his sunniest hour hath known. The poem Dreams by Edgar Allan Poe reflects the theme of longing for an idealized world of dreams over the harsh reality of waking life. In this poem, Poe expresses a desire for a life that is a continuous dream, even if it is filled with sorrow, as it would be preferable to the cold reality of waking existence. The speaker finds solace and happiness in dreams, where he can escape into realms of light, beauty, and passion that transcend the limitations of his earthly experiences. Poe's use of vivid imagery and emotional depth in dreams captures the essence of yearning for an alternative reality where joy and love abound, contrasting with the chaos and deep passion that characterize waking life. The poem delves into the power of dreams to offer a respite from the struggles and disappointments of everyday existence, highlighting the allure of an imagined world where one can find solace and happiness beyond the constraints of reality. The structure of Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Dreams, reflects a traditional poetic form with six stanzas, each consisting of four lines. The poem begins with the speaker expressing a longing for a life that is like a lasting dream, where the spirit remains dormant until an eternal dawn arrives. The speaker contrasts the dream world, even if filled with sorrow, with the cold reality of waking life, emphasizing the chaos of deep passion that has characterized his existence since birth. In summary, throughout the poem, Edgar Allan Poe weaves a narrative that transitions from a sense of hope in dreams to a realization of their illusionary nature. The speaker reminisces about reveling in dreams of light and loveliness, escaping into imagined realms apart from his own reality. However, as the poem progresses, the tone shifts to acknowledge the fleeting nature of dreams and the speaker's recognition that they are ultimately transient illusions. Join Celebrate Poe for episode 236, Famous Dreams. Sources include The Complete Works of Edgar Allan Poe by Edgar Allan Poe, Inception directed by Christopher Nolan, Edgar Allan Poe, A Critical Biography, A Documentary Life of Edgar Allan Poe, The Nolan Varieties, Perplexity AI, and The Reason for the Darkness of the Night by John Tresh. Thank you for listening to Celebrate Poe.